This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Nursing students would typically be completing clinical hours right now, preparing to graduate and join the workforce. But the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic has left future nurses to find alternative ways to complete their training and assist with this public health emergency. WPR's Bram Sable-Smith reports.
Keely Johnson Crosby says it's a certain type of person who's drawn into nursing.
Somebody who really values self-sacrifice and working towards the greater good.
Johnson Crosby is in her final year of nursing school at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. In theory, that means she should be about to start her final clinical rotation while preparing to join the workforce in May. But then came the new coronavirus.
At the end of our first rotation for this semester, which ended, I guess, last week, we weren't able to go into any rooms that required what's called PPE, or personal protective equipment.
Johnson Crosby says a heavy flu season this year meant many rooms were off limits. And now the school says all learning is moving online, effectively ending contact with real patients.
And for us to be stuck at home and not able to do what it is that we feel called to do is really difficult.
Plus, initially, she worried she would not have enough clinical training hours to become a nurse. Dr. Linda Scott, dean of the UW School of Nursing, says that shouldn't be a concern. The school requires more clinical hours for its degrees than the state requires for a nursing license. And she says research shows effective training for nurses can include up to 50% simulation, like the school's online learning plans. So, come May,
we should be graduating over 200.
Still, Scott says she understands her students' frustrations.
This has been something that they have worked hard for, and they want to be able to deliver the care that they have the education for.
Nursing school senior Marcella Hansen and other students are still searching for ways to help out during this unprecedented healthcare emergency. In addition to her classes, Hansen works as a nursing assistant at the university hospital. She says a nurse she knows reached out to say many healthcare workers were struggling to get to work because they needed to watch their children.
And so I kind of put two and two together.
Hansen posted a message on her graduating class's Facebook page asking if anyone could help provide childcare.
We should really help out the healthcare workers here because ultimately they're the people we need to help combat this COVID-19.
Hansen says she started hearing from people she didn't even know volunteering to help out. She put their emails and phone numbers in a Google Doc, there's 16 so far, and shared it with all the healthcare workers she knows. Keely Johnson Crosby is one of the students who signed up.
Now that schools are closed, I think it's more important than ever that we're able to support the healthcare workforce in any way we can.
And while she hasn't gotten a call asking for help yet, she says the effort reminds her of why she turned to nursing in the first place. Bram Sable-Smith, Wisconsin Public Radio.